Okay, back to trouble, the Olam, to turn to the Nimuki Yosef. We're going to learn the last line of the Nimuki Yosef, it's Kiddush. And then Mitzvah will get back to the Gemara and try to start learning Bava Kamma again. The Nimuki Yosef, which we've discussed for the last 2 days, it's page Yud Amid Aleph. We're going to learn the piece towards the end of it in the wide lines. Start from the fourth wide line. We learned the beginning of this yesterday that the Ran says it's not Shrer on Hilchos Shabbos. Shari Chiyuvay Mishum Chitzos Tizayotetz Shabishashia Atzahachetz Metachas Yadai. At the time that you shoot the arrow, Ba'isa Shah Nasa Hakol. It's as if everything happened at the time you shot the arrow. And we don't consider the Maisa as later. Now, if you would stop here, we would be happy and we wouldn't have a third topic to discuss. However, it keeps on going, and we're also going to be happy, but we do have a third issue to discuss. The Chashrin Alei Hava Lon Lemifterei. That one line. If you consider it to be his ma'isa, as the arrow travels, someone takes an arrow. He wants to break his neighbor's window. So he shoots an arrow to break the neighbor's window. If you're going to consider it a ma'isa as it goes on, then every minute is considered his ma'isa. He shouldn't have to pay for the broken window. Because when the window breaks, he's an imus. He has no way to pull the arrow back. So Fred, the Mukhiyasis, if you can learn that like me, it says if you can learn like the Ram, that when you shoot an arrow, everything it does is like yo-yo de arichta. You shoot it at 9 o'clock, at 9:01 it hits the window, you chayi for what happened at 9:01. So Fred, the Mukhiyasis, at 9:01 you're an imus. At 9:01, you had no choice. You shot it at 9 o'clock. It took a minute for it to break the window. At the moment it breaks the window, you're an Inus. Have it on the Mifterei. Elamai. It's a Raya Zakhtar the Mukhiyas to his side. Then when you say Yisham Yisham Chitzav, it's all part of his original Maisa. Zeshteta in the Mukhiyas. Now this line, Have a on the Mifterei, the Anusu, is a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush that if a person shoots an arrow knowingly, while the arrow travels, he could say, hey, I don't want the arrow to break the window. I have karata. If the arrow breaks the window, that there should be some type of svara that he could pater himself. It's a pella. He did it purposely. He put himself into the situation. And it's true, at that minute, he's an einus. But he made himself an Aynus. He put himself in a situation of Aynus. So it's a difficult concept. It's a Chuddish that I'll call a concept. That you have such a time. The Ramban is brought by the Stifler brings it. It's a Chalkis, the Chalkis Mechaikik and Ebenezer brings it. Says that if you put yourself in a situation and then you become an Aynus, that's called Ratzin. The Ein Ratzin Einus. Ratzin is not Einus. Every person who shoots an arrow, if he lets go of the bow, and the arrow flies, he's an Einus. But he can't time, he's an Einus. He killed somebody. He stays an Einus. After he shot the arrow, he wanted to pull it back, but he couldn't. Devarim Sheva Leifs. Let's say he speaks it out. He says out loud, the front of two Eidim, says, I shot the arrow, it's going to kill the guy, I have such harata, you know, it's going to help. Well, Kapi Shmaya Galiath, it's going to help such a thing. They love the Baruch Shibboleth. He's not physically able to pull it back. He shoots the arrow, it takes a minute for it to travel. As he's watching it travel, he has harata. So he says, not a Ritzayach, because he shot an arrow at somebody to kill him. And while it's flying in the air, he changed his mind. He says, that's Ritzayach. No, there's Kavanah Harig is there, but Harig is there. The Rambam of Kesef is not talking with.
Well, when
is
in that case, when is he changing his mind? I
don't know what his mind said was there. But it's Kavanah Harig, that's a separate thing. I'm not asking, I'm asking on this case. When he was a scout of the Harag, he shot it at someone and he hit that person. In the middle of the air, he said, oi, what am I doing? I'm going to get in trouble. So I have to rot him. Can I help you? Rabban says, how could that help? Ain rots and nines. If you do something, and it takes time for it till it happens. This is the timer of the Ramban.
The Ramban time is only going close to after the this.
The Mukiyah, everyone holds Yechayiv. But for two reasons. The Mukiyah holds Yechayiv because he holds the whole Maisa is included in the letting go of the bow, of the arrow. But the letting go of the string. But the Ramban is saying even without that. Even if you hold that it's a Maisa Richter, he can't tie nines or such a thing. Now this issue is a Shas issue. If you put yourself in a situation of Einus, whether later you have a Tainus Einus or you don't have a Tainus Einus. There are three Makairis for the Nemuki Isis. You have three Makairis to say that if a person puts himself in a situation of Einus, he still has a shame Einus. One is the Gemara in Ksuvis. The Gemara in the first paragraph of Ksuvis says that people used to get married on certain nights, depends on the Sula and Almana, used to get married Tuesday night or Wednesday night. Wednesday night or Thursday night. And the Gemara says that what started to happen was that the Hegmon, the Roman Hegmon governor, would come and be Mizana with the Bistulas that got married, and it brought the women Lidei Sakana, because they would be Mois Nefesh that this guy shouldn't be Mizana with them. So it brought them to Sakana, so they started getting married a different night. And the Hegmon only came on Wednesday nights to look for Chasnis. So they started getting married different nights. So the Gemara they asked Akasha, let them still get married Wednesday night. Validra Shlahu Da'ina Shari. And let's tell the women that even though you're an Eshesish, but a woman is not Mechuyiv in Yaharik Val Yava and a Maisis Nus. If she's an Oinis, if she's being forced, there's no Mechuyiv Yaharik Val Yava and she doesn't become Asa to her husband. So the Gemara says, let them get married Wednesday night. And if the headman comes, what's the problem? That the women are coming with their sakana. Lidrash Shlahu Da'in Nishari, let's tell them that Ainis is mutter. And you don't have a problem. I mean, it's a problem, but it's not a problem that you have to give your life for. From that Gemara, we see that even though getting married Wednesday night, you're putting yourself into such a situation where you're going to come Lidei Ainis. Because you could get married Monday night or Tuesday night, the headwind doesn't come. Getting married Wednesday night and putting yourself into such a situation of Einus, you still have a time to Einus. That's the Nemuki Isis. Then even if you put yourself in the matziv of time to Einus, that you're still in Einus.
There's a reason why you can't do an Einus and you can't do it on Monday night. Because it's an Einus embezzlement. You can't call yourself an Einus if it's coming up in a situation it's not the embezzlement.
Right, but the Gemara is saying get married Wednesday night. Okay, what you're saying is sort of nichlal in this type. This text is a little differently, but it's really, I think it's nichlal. Alright, wait, let's see first. So this is one case where you put yourself into the matzav. In the second case, Gemara and Erevin. Gemara, in the time of the Gemara, it was crucial when you do a bris milah to bathe the baby with hot water before and after the bris. They didn't have alcohol, they didn't have disinfectants. And they understood that if you bathe the Makom HaMila with hot water and soap before and after the bris, that prevents sakonis. So the Gemara says that if you had a bris on Shabbos, you had to boil hot water, put it up before Shabbos. You should have chamimi, you should have hot water for the bris. So the Gemara says, ishtapach chamimi. If the hot water spilled out, that you can't do the bris on Shabbos. You don't even get a guy to heat up the hot water. You push off the bris. Ishtapach chamimi, if the hot water spilled out, then you don't do the bris. You wait till Sunday, you heat up new hot water. The shaila is, what happens if you have enough hot water for bathing the baby before the bris, but not enough hot water for bathing the baby after the bris? Are you allowed to do a bris? And once the bris is over, they'll say, oh, now it's a sakana. Now I'm allowed to heat up hot water. They say, the water before the bris, you have no heter. At that moment, it's not a sakana. But if you have enough hot water for before the bris, and just not enough water for after the bris, is it mutter to do the bris? So there's a machlaikis. The Gemara is an Erevin. But the Machlaikis Rishayim is a Misach to Shabbos. The Machlaikis, the Ramban, in the Baal Hamar, if you're allowed to do the bris, knowing full well that as soon as you do the bris, you're going to have to come on to a heter of Pekuch Nefashis to do Malacha. You'll be an Inus, you're allowed to do it. So which way should the Ramban hold? The Ramban should hold Mechumrah. The Ramban should hold L'chumra. Unfortunately, he doesn't. The Baal Hamar is Machmir. The Baal Hamar says, you can't do a bris, even if you just don't have water for afterwards. You can't do a bris, you can't put yourself into a matziv where afterwards you're going to tie knives. That's Ratzon. The Ramban is medical. The Ramban says, do the bris. And afterwards, you'll have a taina of einus. The Ramban learns the Gemara, shtapach chamimi, means that the water for before the bris spilled. There's no hot water, then you don't do the bris. But if the water, you have enough water for beforehand, you could do the bris. So, Frek the Stipler, we have a stira in the Ramban's. Here we have a second Makarfit in the Muki Eis, if the Ramban's. It says you could do a bris, and afterwards you'll be Michal Shabbos because you're an Inus. You're putting yourself into a matzav where you're going to be an Inus. Zar Zetna, the Ramban holds its mutter. To see with our Ramban. When our Ramban holds that it's Asr, that's called Ratzon. Ain Ratzon Inus. If you shoot an arrow, that's called Ratzon. So these are two Makaris for the Shita Sa-Mukiyah, and it's a stira. Both of them are kashis on the Ramban. Now, before I tell you the stifles teretz, the Velt says a different teretz on the case of Ishtapach Chamimi. That being Mechal Shabbos with Pikuach Nefashis is Chutra. It's more than just you're an Inus. You're doing Avera Ba'inus. It's not an Avera. In the case of the head wine, when he's boiled, it's an Avera, but you're an Inus. In the case of the arrow, it's an Avera, but you're an Inus. If somebody goes to save someone's life on Shabbos, then not that it's an Avera, but you're an Inus. It's B'chlamah an Avera. It's not an Avera to go and to save someone's life on Shabbos. B'chlamah an Avera. It's an Avera to put him in the Makom Sakana, while the Bris Mila itself Tenga sakana with a person on an aveira. You mean it's an aveira to put him in a makam sakana, we'll have to be mechal shav. So the, what we're saying is, muki yosef holds is no aveira. Even the Rabban could be made in a case of pekach nefashos, yol hotra. And he could hold that it's mutter. But anyway, whether you hold this way or not, rather the Chafetz Chaim holds that the pekach nefesh is only hotra, doesn't hold its hotra. He argues with most of the achrayim. But Stipler gives a different gather. The Stipler gather, we have to work out to know the Talocha L'maisa. The Stipler makes the following shilak. He says, it depends what's going through the mind of the person when he's putting himself in a massive avinus. In the case of the arrow, when he puts himself in the massive, he wants to do the aveira. He wants to break his neighbor's window. Or he wants to kill the guy, so he's shooting an arrow at him. Or wants to burn down his field, he's lighting a fire. In the case that the Muki Yosef is referring to, the person b'shas the Maisa, and I don't mean the Muki Yosef is referring to, I mean the Ramban, who argues in Muki Yosef, he says, a lashon ein rotzen einus. If you stop a rotzen, there's no time to say. So he means a case where when you started, you wanted to shoot the person. You wanted to break the window. You wanted to burn down the house. And when you started, that's what you wanted to do. Ain rotzen einus. Masha'ein came. If you didn't want to do it, in the case of Ksubis, you wanted to get married. You didn't want the headman to be bailed. Later, that's what happened. As a result, your maaseh it happened. But it was never your intention in the first place. You didn't do it in order to be nibal lehegman or to bris milah on Shabbos. He didn't do the bris because he has the yetzahara to heat up water on Shabbos. He did the bris because he wanted to do a bris. The meila comes out, he's going to have to heat up water. That's an oinus. Some yetzahara meila is an oinus. Not comparable to the case of the Ramban. In the case of the Ramban, it started baratzen. Later it became an oinus. The Ramban is only machmir where he had, in the very beginning, he had malevolent intentions. He had bad intentions. He had a desire to do the hezek or to do the ritzicha. There the Ramban says, you can't tie an oinus. What kind of oinus is that? You're going to do something deliberately. You're smart enough to do something in a way that you can tie an oinus. That's not oinus. If you set yourself up to be an oinus, that's not an oinus. If you want to do something that's perfectly good, mamela, you'll end up being an oinus. That's not your intent. There, the Muki Yosef is right. There you're an oinus. Even as a psikresha. But there's no rotzen to do the aveira. You're an oinus in the whole thing. You know, it's like a person wants to do a bris on Shabbos. The only way he can do a bris is if he heats up hot water afterwards. He's an oinus in heating up the hot water. He's not looking to do it. He's looking to do a bris. She's looking to get married on Wednesday night. So she's not looking to be nibbalag. This is the geder, and like this, it could be there's no machlekes to Ramban in the Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef could be is talking by a regular case of a fire where a person lit a fire for a campfire in his backyard. His intention wasn't to burn down his neighbor's house. His neighbor's intention was to light the fire. A person is rotten to destroy. He wasn't careful. He lit a campfire. He was negligent. And it burnt his neighbor's house then. So that means that it was his rotzen, it wasn't his rotzen. So Zokhtin Muki Yosef, he could have a time to sign this. Not for the fact that everything goes according to the original mice. So it could be that the fact that there's no machlaikis at all. There's zero machlaikis. We have a geder that's true like the Ramban, and true like the Muki Yosef. The Balamor still argues with this whole thing. The Balamor holds, you're never allowed to put yourself in a massive avinus. But the Ramban and the Muki Yosef are good that they both hold that it depends on this rule. Why are you putting yourself in this matzav? That's the crucial point of kiddush. Why are you putting? If you're putting yourself in the matzav for good reasons, just agav, you're getting in trouble. Then you're an oinus. If you're putting yourself in it because you want to do a bad thing, just later you're going to come with a tiny oinus, then that's not a time. This is the yisoid, the way it comes from the start. So it's a nice little Torah, and it's a geshmak of teretz, and it's a teretz that makes shalom between the Ramban and the Eis. It's not like this. It's nice. You want to say over a shtickel Torah, still in the Ramban, and a teretz. It's a very geshmak of teretz. The only thing we have to do after we learn the stipler is try to see if it's enis lahaloch. Start to say, shtickel Torah, I think it's a teretz Ramban. The question is, in Lamaisa, how to apply it. And in Halacha Lamaisa, is a machlekes gedola between the Paiskim on this shaila of what makes a person an oinus. The machlekes, the tumul, is all around a nishmas adam, which is nechayi adam simin samaches. The yeshiva has many chayi adams. I think we only have one that has the nishmas adam, and it was not in the shelf. I had a mind to bring it up. But this chayi adam puts a felt in Tshuva Svarim on this chayi adam. The chayi adam, when you come to the Bezin Shel Maila, Lachanei Vesrin, make sure you bring along, that's why they're all missing in the shelves downstairs. Make sure you bring along this chayi adam. It's an unbelievable kula. Incredible kula. The Chayyadim says the following thing. Chayyadim says, I'm not going to believe it. That's why I wanted to read it. Chayyadim says, let's say Rosh Hashanah morning. You wake up in the morning and you realize you don't have a shofar. And you're in a city, nobody around you has a shofar. I mean, all the shofars are chutz mitzvah. You're not allowed to go chutz mitzvah for a shofar. So you're not going to blow shofar. Why did you think about it yesterday? Did you realize tomorrow you're not going to have a shofar? So the chayyadam, you're not mechuyev to think about it erev Yom Tov. Your chiyev shofar starts at alois hashachar Rosh Hashanah morning. If when you wake up alois hashachar Rosh Hashanah morning, you don't have a shofar, you're an oinus. Oinus Rachmana Patra. You have to buy a lulav before Yom Tov. Okay, you don't have to buy a lulav before Yom Tov. Avada, a righteous person, buys a lulav and makes sure he does the mitzvah. The Chai Adam says, if you wake up in the morning, Sukkot morning, then you have to start worrying. It comes Alois HaShachar in the morning, you have to say, oh, yeah, I don't have a lulav. If you can get a lulav within walking distance, wherever you're allowed to walk, then you're mechuyev to go walk and get it. If you don't have a lulav and you didn't prepare for it, you're an oinus. There's no obligation, there's no chiyuv gomor. I'm not saying it's not a mitzvah to buy a lulav beforehand. I assure you, the chayadim bought a lulav before Sukkot. But he says, strictly speaking, a person who did not prepare for a mitzvah before this man ha-mitzvah has a ptur. Incredible. That means if you go to sleep and you didn't set an alarm clock, you slept straight through Shachris, Chas V'Shalom, the Chayadim holds your potter. Why didn't you set an alarm clock when you went to sleep? So the Chayadim, till this man ha-mitzvah, you're not mechuyev to prepare for a mitzvah. You have no obligation to prepare for a mitzvah until this man comes. When this man comes, then you have to worry about it. There's no obligation to prepare ahead of time. He brings a raya from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. I'm sorry, no, it's not a Gimel. I'm Gimel Amud Beis. Gemara says that if you have two cities, it's Rosh Hashanah. You have a choice. You can go to City A or City B. In City A, be a machzayim, you could daven. Somebody could be mighty you with davening. But there's no shayfer. In city B, there's a shayfer, but there's no mazur, there's no one who knows how to daven. So it's Rosh Hashanah. He didn't go to city A and get a davening, but no shayfer. Or go to city B and get a shayfer, but no davening. So which one takes precedence? You all know. Shayfer is Dairaisa. Davening is on Rosh Hashanah is the Rabbanah. You go to the city with the shayfer. And lo yoid. Gemara says Pshita. Said Dairaisa, said the Rabbanah. So Gemara says, even if the city with the shayfer is a Safik, if there's a shayfer. And the city with the Mazah, Vade has a Mazah. A Safik Dairaisa is more than a Vade the Rabbanah. As they state in Gemara. Fract. The Chayyadam, Mishmasadam. Why didn't the people in the city with the Mazer travel to the city with the Shaifer? What about them? It could be now, it's the Kufur. You're in the middle, you can go to one or the other. But Erev Rosh Hashanah, the people in the city with the Mazer should have traveled to the city with the Shaifer. The whole city did Shalai Kadin, that's the Gemara says the Kufur. Why didn't they travel? Zuck the Gemara, it's a Raya from here. That you're not mechuyev erev Yom Tov. Yom Tov comes, it's litzlitz from you, have to go. It's the Chai Adam's right, doesn't it? What? Same thing. Well, Chomet, it says that on erev Yom Tov, Tashvisu sar mi bateich. The mitzvah of Tashvisu is erev Yom Tov. So you don't have to start cleaning your house too far in advance. You could start cleaning on erev Yom Tov. Unless you listen to your mother and clean earlier. But the Chai Adam holds. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a Maila cleaning early. There's a Maila buying a lulav. We all buy lulav. We all prepare shayfas. We all prepare mazayim. But he's saying that, strictly speaking, Shuras HaDin, you're not mechuyev to.
Maybe more time than the one that had an onion.
So it could be. So you can answer the Raya that the Gemara is talking that on Yom Tov they lost their shayfas.
Daniel, that he knows this is the story.
This is the story. So how did the story come about?
Didn't work.
And he knows about it, even in a different city.
He could travel
the
boat.
Sounds like he knows about it from before Yom.
He could travel the boat.
The Gemara said he has to choose one. The Chiddush is you choose this one, even though you lose the other one. Gemara says he has to choose another one. All right, they answered that it could be talking b'shas hashmad, that they couldn't travel. They had turetzim on the raya. The turetzim that they usually give is that it's a shas hashmad and they couldn't travel. He's a nesivus that argues with the chayyadim. Nesivus is in the sefer Makar Chayim, and Hilchos Pesach. Nesivus says, yeah, you don't have to bake matzah till after shkia on the Leil Pesach. Yeah, that you don't have to prepare matzah. Comes Leil Pesach, oh, we have to have a Seder. Go bake matzah now. Are you going to grow chitim that are shomer mishas tzira? How are you going to get mayim shalanu? How are you going to do it? The Seder says they understand. What?
Onions.
I think if I remember correctly, just remembering now, I think he brings a second raya from the Gemara in Chulin, that's in the Perek Shiloh HaKein in Chulin. It's the last parak, the middle last parak. It says, Yachol Yikade Baharim, I would think that you have to go looking to be the kind of Mr. Shiloh HaKein, if you hire somebody to show you where there's a bird's nest. Amid Laimei Ki Yikarei, that you don't have to go looking for it. He says, you see from that Gemara, that you don't have to go looking for a mitzvah. The mitzvah is there, it's there. If it's not there, it's not there. So again, the other time that it's a raya for keret. The Gemara says, yachol yikad v'harim, that the svar is, you have to prepare. Talmud loyna ki yikarei. It's a special gzeres hakosid by Shloch HaKeng, that you don't have to go to look for the mitzvah. But it's not a raya. But Eshayiya, this is Shitas HaChai Yodam, and even though the Nesivis disagree, the Chai Yodam holds that you're not mechuyev to prepare for the mitzvah ahead of time. How does this Chai Yodam shtim with the stipler? Again, what did the Stipler say? The Stipler said that you're called an Oynis. What are you called an Oynis when, aren't you? If you became an Oynis deliberately, you became an Oynis deliberately, then you're an Oynis. If you became an Oynis, you're trying to do something else, and it worked out that you're an Oynis, then not. How does that work? When you go to sleep, you're going to sleep, there's no, you know, you don't set an alarm clock, you know you're going to oversleep. You're not going to say creation of his name. How do you touch that with the Stipler's rule? The Stipler's rule is, we'll have to touch. No? What's the Stipler's rule? If at the time she gets married Wednesday night, she wants to be Nibbler Hegmon, she's happy about it, then she has no time to say this. But if she still wants to get married, then Agav, she'll be Nibbler Hegmon, then she's an Oynis. So what's the mitzvah of a person who goes to sleep 3 o'clock in the morning and he knows no way he's going to get up for davening? There's no creation. Is that called that he wants to sleep through his man creation? Or is that called, no, he wants to sleep, the man will be an Oynis on his man creation? How do you phrase it? Huh? I'm sure you can't imagine such a mitzvah. Well, first let's talk about this test. In this case, the Stipler's rule, how do you touch the Stipler's rule? Right, if somebody lights a fire to burn down someone else's house, it's his plan to burn down the person's house. So that's Ein Ratzon Oynis. Ratzon is not an Oynis. You want to burn down his house. You can't find Oynis. Is that the same? Someone goes to sleep without setting an alarm clock. So I'll tell him, Oynis? You wanted to sleep through the morning. That was your plan. What are you going to tell me? Yeah, you wanted to sleep. If you could say Kriya Shema while you're sleeping. You can't. Is that Taj? You wanted to sleep through Shacharis. That was your plan. So the Stipler will consider it amazing. Or could the person say, no, I wanted to sleep. The Mela, if you're sleeping, you're not davening. Now, how do you rephrase it? Huh? It's Mela.
I think it's somehow...
If you can get 10 hours of sleep in an hour, you can do that too. But given that you can't get 10 hours, first of all, I'm not so sure everybody who could get 10 hours of sleep would do it. But let's say, the point is, he, Lemaisa, Bashar Husham, someone who sleeps past 8:28 is missing Zman Kriya Shema. I mean, you have to get up early enough to say Zman Kriya Shema before 8:28. 8:28 is my creation. Somebody who sleeps past 8:28 is not deliberately sleeping during the time of the Zman. It's not called.
Not deliberately missing my creation. He's not going to sleep to miss my creation.
He's not going to sleep to miss my creation. Even though it's Hainu Hach, it's all one thing. That's sleeping it means that you can't say creation.
So doing a bris, you have to borrow a bottle of water.
Doing a bris. When I do a bris, it's not because I have a taiva to boil water. I have no desire to boil water. You have a taiva. See, you know what the difference is there? It's b'sheva al tasi, it's b'kum v'asei. B'kum v'asei, it's easy to say, I don't want to be boil a headline. I don't want to be boiling water. By Kriya Shema, where it's b'sheva al tasi, that's where it's a tricky way of saying, person say, I'm perfectly happy to do the mitzvah. If I could do it while I sleep, I'm happy to do it. Is that a time? Well, the hegmon, but the end of the is because of that. I mean, she's kaka oilam. But I mean, there's something that happens that she doesn't want to happen. That's true. By sleeping, the aveira is sleeping, or the aveira is not saying Shema? How do you touch the aveira? If the aveira is sleeping, she wants to sleep. The Aveira is Pukka when he's sleeping. Yeah, he's a Shaita when he's sleeping. I don't know. Sounds a little more cooler from what everyone seems to feel, huh? What? The Aveira is not saying Kriya Shema. Sleeping and not saying Kriya Shema is the same. Doing a bris and boiling water are two different things. You're going to have to now go and boil water. No, the need is inseparable, but the ma'isim are totally different. If someone does a bris, it's not tai chi doing a bris is boiling water. You do a bris, then you have a brain process that tells you I must boil water and sterilize the baby. They're two different things. They're just one requires the other. Sleeping and not saying Kriya Shema are not two different things. Oversleeping and not saying Kriya Shema is Hainuach. It's one thing. He'd love to be able to say Kriya Shema while he sleeps. It's not possible. But it's not separable.
He slept till 8:28 and he slept after 8:28.
So I'm judging that minute. The Ramban, the stipler, judging the moment he went to sleep. When he went to sleep, was he doing one thing and the male is not saying Kriya Shema? Or was he doing that thing which is the Aveira? Which is sleeping, assuming someone who goes to sleep at that hour definitely won't get up with Kriya Shema. Is it one thing or is it two things? How do you separate them? I don't know. I believe it says in Mishnah Berurah that it's also to travel out of town to a place where you won't have minyan, unless it's for a davar ha'aveid or for parnasa. What?
Assuming out of
Matzah,
it's
Friday, he's not going to get up. Yeah. Oh, I would look at it as one thing. Most of the people here are tiny, they're stupid. Sleeping is one thing, and not saying Shema. Is it separable? Could you separate the sleeping and the not saying Shema? Is it possible to separate them? I would think you can't separate them. It's all one thing. It's one thing that I'm... How do you not say Kriya Shema? By keeping your mouth shut. When you sleep, you're keeping your mouth shut. His kavanah is to keep his mouth shut. His kavanah is now to close his mouth and not speak for the next 5 hours, which includes it. Is it a side effect or a tainu hach? Is it a result or is it hainu hach? Sleeping is, this is not Kriya Shema. He has a rotzen to be sleeping until 8:28. So that means he has a rotzen to not say Kriya Shema, because he can't say Kriya Shema and sleep at the same time. That's all one rut. Could it be separated? You see, but you'll be masking. It's not the same as doing a bris and hot water at Tibola Hegma. It's different. His kavana is to be in Yenna Matzah where he can't say Kriya Shema. He wants to be in a Matzah that's Kriya Shema. It's not possible. If he ends up saying Kriya Shema?
Yeah.
So you can't be mechayev him. It's like someone shoots an arrow, it's going to break the window, and someone else deflects the arrow. Yeah, but not if someone deflects the arrow. So someone wakes him, and he does say Kriya Shema, so then he's safe at the last minute. But I started to say that the Mishnah Berurah says that it's also to go someplace where you won't have minyan, unless it's a davar haaved. It's really a machaber, but the Mishnah Berurah says it clearly. Does a person have a tiny sinus? It should be mutter. Somebody wants to go basically on a trip to today they have a minion in Orlando, so that he wants to go travel to Hawaii, his other problems in Hawaii. And yeah, if you leave, you have a shachris, you leave before there's man milsa. If it's already this man minsa, it's a chasa. That everyone will agree. But if it's not yet this man minsa, and you're leaving in the morning, and you'll be in transit, there's no minyan. So the chayyad and the chayyad should be mutter. When this man comes, you look around, you're in an airplane, you look around, is there minyan? Is there minyan? There's no minyan, there's no minyan. You know? It would seem like the chayyad, that it's mutter, and that like the... Like the Mishnah Berurah says, it's also it doesn't stim with the Chayyadam. If you have a Shaifer Erev Yantif, you're allowed to throw it out. But the Chayyadam seems to hold its mutter. Saya, it's a tremendous Kedush. Again, the Nishmas Adam are the footnotes. They're a Kedushin in the Chayyad. The Chayyad itself is similar to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And then he has his notes, paragraphs, where he explains certain Yesaidis. And in Klal Samaches, which are Klolei HaMitzvahs, he has this footnote where he, which is a Nishmas Adam, where he explains this Yesaid. I know it's a Chumash HaMarsham that disagrees. I'm not sure who agrees with the Chayyad. Somebody who agreed, they wouldn't write a tshuva about it. It was a disagreed vote. But, no. See, you're going on a trip of Chamayit Sukkah, but there's no Sukkah. The Tzad L'Kula is that you only have to do Teshvu Kein Tadulu. You have to live in a Sukkah the way you live in your house. When you live in your house, you sometimes travel. And you live in a Sukkah, you also travel. The Tzad Kula there is a Kula of Hochid Rafim. It's not Einis. Those who are machmir hold that the Ptur of Halchei Derachim is only for business or things, not for optional. Yeah, it's a separate matter. Now, Akapanim, this is all mistaiviv on this Mukhiyah. The Mukhiyasim Zicha held like the most cooler Dikashita that you could find. Because he says, it's such an amazing thing, that you shoot an arrow, and when it's a mid-flight, you really would have a tiny sinus. Well, except, he holds that shooting an arrow, it's all nigger according to your first mice. But the longest of sinus, it's novel Orion. The guy shoots an arrow in the mirror. He has a tiny sinus that he couldn't pull it back. Guess it holds that there's such a swara. Again, except that by an arrow, you chayiv your first minute. But every other case, you read the Muki Yisuk Zichahol, that if you go to sleep and you know you're going to miss this man tefillah, this man kriyas shema, that you have a tiny sinus afterwards. It seems clear that the chinufiyas would hold that way. So, alright, so as I said, there are three chidushim in the mukhiyasif. That's how we started. A, the chidush l'gabi yishan shemchitza, that everything is the original ma'isa. B, was the gehel chashabis, as we discussed yesterday. And C, this line where he throws in that Imlach Hachi Anasu, a tremendous chiddush in the dinim of Dine Anas. Okay, I hope this is a Mukhiyas, if you will not easily forget, at least for a few weeks. Let's go back to the Gemara. I just want to finish on the Amud Aleph with the Kasha. We learned yesterday the case of Gomel. Gomel taught Pishtin for Avar Bishasarabim, Nichnas Apishtana Latechachanus, Vidoku, the Neira Shalchendani, Riduka Kadira, Bala Gomel Chayyat, Yechavani Yochut, Chavani Chayyat. We don't mean that kind of kapot. Get this line. Mishlama Lamadi Yami Yishay Mishum Chitzav, Chitzav de Gomel, who. That's good. That line. Mishlama Lamadi Yami Yishay Mishum Chitzav, it's good. Chitzav de Gamal Hu, therefore what? Chitzav de Gamal Hu. So therefore, in the Reisha, the Gamal is Chayiv. This says the Bala Gamal is Chayiv. Right? The Bala Gamal is Chayiv. He overloaded the Pishtan. And what's the case? The fire caught onto the Pishtan, and then from the Pishtan it caught onto the building. It burnt down the building. So the Mishnah said, Bala Gamal Chayiv. It's good. Yishem Yishem Chitzav Chitzav de Gamal. Is Chayv Nezek Shalem or Chati Nezek? If it's Chitzav de Gamal. The Chayv is Tzrayres. Tzrayres is Koychay. Koychay of a Gamal is Tzrayres is Chati Nezek. This Mishnah says Bala Gamal Chayv. It sounds like it's Chayv Nezek Shalem. What's going on? It's the chetz of the gamal. Why is chetz of the gamal who good? It should still be shver. Chetz of the gamal, it's still tzrayus. and should be chayiv chatzi nezek, and pasuk pshat in the brayso, in the Mishnah, is that you chayiv nezek shalom. This is the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. So Pnei Yeshua answers, Yeshua answers based on what he calls Shitas HaRosh. We had it also in a Tosfos in the beginning of the Perek, where Tosfos said that Tzroiris is only paid Chatzi Nezek when the Tzroiris, the rock that shot out, did not belong to the Baal HaBehema. Tzroiris pays Chatzi Nezek only if the Dali, Taisa said in the case of the Tarnagol, if the Dali did not belong to the Baal HaTarnagol. That's the din of Tzroiris. Where the animal shoots out somebody else's thing and is mazik with it. However, if it shoots out its own thing, then Tzroiris pays Nezek Shavu. That's the klal of Taisvis and the Rosh. Yet, Tzroiris, if the Tzroiris are the thing that shoots out through Kaichai, belongs to the Baal HaBehema, then it pays Nezek Shalom. In Cain, Zok the Pnei Yeshua. What's the case here? The case here is that the animal had Pishton on its back. And because it had Pishton on its back, the Pishton caught fire, and that fire caught onto the building. Whose fire is it? Who owns the fire? We started talking about this the other day. Who owns a fire? If you have a piece of wood that's burning, it's your fire. If I come along and my gomel's pishton catches fire, the fire that's on the pishton, on the gomel, whose fire is it? Who owns that fire? Zok the Pnei Yeshua, the Baal HaPishton, it's his fire. You don't steal fire. If you have a torch, if I take away your torch, I'm stealing your fire. But if I light my kindle from your torch, the kindle's burning, it's my fire. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, very geshmak. He says that when the Pishton catches fire, the fire belongs to the Baal HaGomel. Now the fire catches on to the rest of the building. It's the fire of the Baal HaGomel. Because it's the fire of the Baal HaGomel, Tzroiris pays Nezek Shalom. This is the Pnei Yeshua's teretz. And we see from the Pnei Yeshua, like we said the other day, that if my thing catches fire from your thing, the fire that's on mine is my, it's considered my fire. It's considered a minor. It's considered mine. And since it's my fire, it's considered. Okay. Tomorrow we'll see Reb Shimon in Simcha Chaf Aleph on his base, who disagrees with Pnei Yeshua, and we're also going to learn the Gemara Vayikra. Now, just a scheduling issue.